Mini-episode 875 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge, mini episode number 875 and our preview of NFL Week 1 for 2017. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with a look around the league and picks for each game. Over the course of the last 2 years, I've managed to top, just barely, the magic 52.4% level to be profitable while picking every game during the season. We'll see if I can make it 3 years in a row. The format of these shows this year, whether solo or with a co-host from time to time, is still up in the air due to scheduling issues and availability. Due to Hurricane Irma, which hopefully will not be nearly as bad as the forecasts are saying, Miami and Tampa have an impromptu bye week. The season opener on Thursday places Kansas City at New England, with the Patriots starting the week at -7 and now laying 2 more points. It's going to be an excellent acid test for the Pats in terms of sustaining dominance in the AFC going into 2017, and with the Chiefs now having to rely at the 11th hour on a rookie running back, the pick here is the defending Super Bowl champions. On Sunday, we start with a matchup of two teams widely considered to be on the rise in the AFC, as the Raiders visit Tennessee in a game that opened at Titans -1 and has gone to 1.5. The line hasn't moved much despite a great deal of action on Tennessee, which is worrying in terms of picking them, but with the famous Oakland 1 o'clock curse in action, we'll still go with the Titans. Detroit hosts Arizona, getting 1, having opened at -3. You should usually go the other way with a move like this, so we'll take the Lions. In a matchup that I truly hope I live long enough to see become a real rivalry once again, the Browns host the Steelers, getting 10 points up from 8.5 initially. Even without Myles Garrett, Cleveland showed a lot in terms of its new aggressive young defense in the preseason and should bring enough chaos to at least earn a backdoor cover. Two of the more downtrodden NFL squads of the moment, both residing in the Empire State, square off as the Bills lay perhaps a season-high 10 points to the even worse Jets, up from 5 at the open. This feels like a trap because as horrid as New York is, there's a very real question right now about whether Buffalo is 10 points better than anyone on the planet, so we'll swallow hard and take the Jets. In an AFC North barn burner, the Natty plays host to Baltimore with a 2.5-point spread that the home team is laying that opened to 3. Both teams have questions right now, but there are enough with the Ravens that it's hard to like them on the road, so we're on the Bengals. The NFC East looms as perhaps the game's most competitive division this year, and the Eagles travel to Washington in a pick'em game that opened at Redskins -2.5. There's a flood of what appears to be public money on Philly, so we'll defer to the home team here. The Eric Dickerson Bowl will take place at the LA Coliseum as the Colts are getting 4 points after initially laying a field goal. Such is the result of Andrew Luck not playing. On the surface, the smart thing to do would be to go against the public money and take the Colts, but Indy can be a pretty bad team without Luck, and Sean McVay will have his team sky-high at home for the first game of his reign. Take the Rams. In a game that could well foreshadow the NFC Championship game this year, the Seahawks travel to Green Bay and will be getting a field goal. That line has been steady all week. Macro level, I'm a huge believer in the Packers this year, and it's going to be more uphill for them if they lose a tiebreaker to the Hawks by dint of blowing this one, so Green Bay is the pick. In the NFL's new Sunday night tradition, the Giants again go to Dallas, getting 4 points down from 4.5 initially. The Cowboys have more questions circling around them right now, even with Zeke Elliott squeaking out an appearance in this game, so New York with points is tasty here. On Monday night, Minnesota starts off by hosting New Orleans and is laying 3, down from 3.5 at the open. These project as two middling teams in the fat part of the NFC bell curve, but it's more of a must-win game at home for the Vikings, particularly when you consider how last season ended, so we'll take them. In the nightcap, Denver hosts a division rival from Los Angeles for the first time since 1994, but this time it's the Chargers who are getting 3 points down from four at the open. Granted, the Broncos have much more in the way of questions at QB right now, but the Chargers have far more in other areas and should be getting more than the standard issue road three. Take Denver. Now for my big three plays of the week. First, two of the teams who lost Super Bowls in this decade square off, although it's hard to remember San Francisco's trip and easy to remember Carolina's trip. The Panthers are laying 5.5 up from 4 at the open. The Niners have pulled off historic level flukes in situations like this. Remember that they somehow got a victory in Jim Tomsula's debut 2 years ago. But asking for lightning to strike twice in 3 years seems a bit much. We're on the Panthers. The defending NFC champion Falcons travel to the Windy City laying 7 points off of 6 at the beginning of the week. It's a classic square pick, but I've never shied from those. Take Atlanta to show no signs of the Super Bowl hangover and roll here. And for my 1,000-star gold-plated lock of the millennium for NFL Week 1, Houston is hosting Jacksonville and spotting 5.5 up from 4 at the start of the week. The big tide of money has pushed this game into the fictional no-man's land, but we ain't scared. The Texans will roll. That's our coverage for NFL Week 1. Thank you for joining us in the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.